Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for an investigation into an airstrike on a school in Syria Wednesday that killed more than 20 people, most of them children. Former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown called for a war crimes investigation, calling the attack the worst assault on school children among 98 separate attacks on Syrian schools in the last 2 years. Observers say war planes carried out 6 strikes Wednesday on a village in rebel-held Idlib. They are blaming either the Syrian or Russian governments for the attacks. As government-aligned forces move to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State group, witnesses are reporting abuse of civilians. They are reporting Islamic State fighters are taking civilians from outlying villages and using them as human shields. So far, the military operation has involved retaking villages near Mosul and forces move toward the city. China's Communist Party has elevated President Xi Jinping's status to core leader, putting him on par with former Chinese leaders Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping. A lengthy communique released following a 4-day Communist Party meeting in Beijing called on all members to unite around the party leadership, with quoting now Comrade Xi Jinping as the core. Final demolition work began at the Jungle Refugee Shelter in Calais, France, Thursday morning. After authorities declared the camp empty, workers used large construction equipment and machines to rip down the makeshift barriers, some of which had been badly burned by refugees setting fires Wednesday before they were forced to leave. This is VOA News. India has expelled a staffer of the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi, accusing him of running a spy racket. Vikas Swarup is the Indian Foreign Ministry spokesman.
Today morning, the Foreign Secretary summoned the Pakistan High Commissioner, Mr. Abdul Basit, and informed him that India had intercepted an official of the Pakistan High Commission in the pursuit of espionage and that he was being declared persona non grata.
The Indian government alleges Mehmood Akhtar got hold of sensitive information concerning Indian security operations. Akhtar was detained outside the gates of Delhi Zoo, where he allegedly received sensitive documents from 2 Indian associates. Federal prosecutors have charged 61 defendants in connection with a scam in which suspects posing as federal tax and immigration authorities allegedly bilked 15,000 people out of more than $300 million. Officials with the U.S. Justice Department said the defendants were involved with an Indian-based call center operation that managed 5 groups located primarily in the U.S. and India. Assistant Attorney General Leslie Caldwell said the operation manipulated mostly senior citizens and minorities and laundered the money with the help of prepaid debit cards. Callers would pretend to be Internal Revenue Service or federal immigration agents and would threaten arrest, deportation, or other punishment unless money was paid to resolve the phony issues. Pakistan has banned all political gatherings, rallies, and protests in Islamabad, the capital, for 2 months. The government is trying to discourage a scheduled opposition march next week aimed at Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Sharif is facing increasing public pressure after members of his family were listed as having offshore bank accounts in the leaked Panama Papers. Sharif has defended his financial record. The Pakistani Supreme Court has launched a hearing on the matter for November 1st. Ethiopian troops who have been fighting al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have vacated a series of military bases. That is sparking fears of a militant resurgence and a possible setback for African Union efforts to stabilize the country. On Wednesday, Ethiopian troops vacated their posts in Tiaglo. It was the 3rd town the Ethiopian National Defense Forces vacated this month. A man was shot and killed outside the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi after attempting to attack a paramilitary guard Thursday. A police official says the man attacked the police officer with a knife. The officer then shot his attacker. The embassy confirmed that no American personnel were involved. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.